You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program, showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a ministerial ordination and an enthusiasm for the music popular when my parents would tune in Wednesday nights to watch a manic Joan Davis in I Married Joan. Albert Einstein quipped it was slavery made to appear civilized. Groucho Marx felt it was a wonderful institution, then pondered who'd want to be in an institution. Ambrose Bierce thought it cured temporary insanity brought on by love, while Nietzsche called it the will of two to create the one who is more than those who created it. And in that holy union of rock and rhythm, it was a joining of man and woman that was chagrined, celebrated, and consummated till death or chart position did they part. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, say I do to matrimony as we enter into sonic polygamy with Roy Brown, Frankie Lee Sims, The Four Scores, Billy Lee Riley, The Whispers, Big Boy Miles and the Shawees, Tiny Topsy, Elsie Smith and the Southern Playboys, and Chuck Berry. Shouter Roy Brown's marriage to King Records was more acrimony than matrimony. When Roy began to look into unpaid royalties, he found his label Deluxe was actually wed to King label owner Sid Nathan. Roy's subsequent actions recovered the unpaid royalties, but he was likely blacklisted as a result, and his recordings and chart presence swiftly faded. A shame, as Roy never left rock and roll at the altar. 1953's Caledonia's Wedding Day.
And children's too. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Caledonia's wedding day. Let the dice roll on, Brian. Hey, hey, Caledonia's wedding day. Well, just before the ceremony began, the preacher got drunk from drinking gin. Caledonia got booted, taking that mess, jumped up on the table and pulled up a dress, Brian. Hey, hey, this is my wedding day.
Everybody, jump, everybody, jump, everybody,
One interview, one photo, and a dozen or so singles isn't the utmost way to distinguish oneself in a gulf of East Texas bluesmen, but hard-living Frankie Lee Sims could shred strings with the best. As with many bluesmen, Sims' biography is veiled at best, but he did die in 1970, right before Specialty Records wised up and released an LP of primarily unreleased songs from the early 50s. 1953's Married Woman.
Don't take a married woman, a honey babe, ever be your friend. She will spend all your money, I'll take the same man back again.
There was Big Mama and Big Mabel, and there was Tiny Topsy, who was as tiny as a fat man named Slim. Her real name was lost for decades until a musicologist uncovered it, Otha Lee Moore, born in Chicago and died there 34 years later. Tiny cut a dowry of singles for King's Federal subsidiary from 1957 to 1959, but just one for Chess's Argo offshoot in 1961, After Marriage Blues.
Sweet as could be, but now that we're married, you don't even look at me. Mama, baby, how you changed? You never treated me like this, not until after I start wearing your name. Shut up, cause you know you're a lie. I don't wanna hear no more your jive.
Before Jim Hendrick became the morning man at WONN in Florida, he had a pretty good broadcasting stint in Detroit for decades. Even further back, Jim was the leader of the obscure Four Scores, whose lone 1957 single for microlabel BART proposed this rocking nuptial, Rock a Little Lucy.
A Lucy rock, a Lucy roll, a Lucy rock, a Lucy roll. Well, so at last, well, she said the day, and she thought she would be married. Little Lucy Jones, doing the rock and roll. Well, the church was crowded to the door, on every face a smile. Why, little Lucy Jones and her fiancé came slowly down the aisle. Little Lucy Jones, doing the rock and roll. Well, the parson with his book in hand stood waiting at the gate. But just before he said those words, Miss Lucy, I made him wait. Hey, 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 little Lucy Jones, you end the rock and roll. Oh, oh, Mr. Potts, Miss Lucy said, I never saw my wedding quite so dead. You gotta let go with the rock and roll, and believe me, Potts, it's good for the soul.
The congregation stood on its feet, and they all clapped their hands to the rock and roll beat. Such hoop-de-doo, and amidst the din, Miss Lucy said, I do. It was quite a wedding with the rock and roll, and the preacher said, well, bless my soul. He finally pronounced them man and wife, and they rocked and they rolled through the rest of their life. A Lucy rock, a Lucy roll, a Lucy rock, a Lucy roll, a Lucy rock, a Lucy roll, a Lucy rock.
Another broadcaster whom found his way into the music biz was legendary DJ Ray Davis, who started the micro bluegrass label Wango, named for his Maryland hometown. Ray roped in bluegrass stalwart L.C. Smith and his Southern Playboys to wed bluegrass and rockabilly for a 1958 cover of Hank Snow's Honeymoon on a Rocket Ship.
I know somewhere out in the Spurl there is a girl for me. Like to find and make her mind how happy we could be. We wouldn't need a moonlight night, set outdoors and spoon. I would buy a rocket ship and kick you to the moon. We would have our honeymoon on a rocket ship. We would fly from star to star on our wedding trip. You could make your wedding gown out of big moon beads. Frank with stardust in your hair, you'd be a perfect queen.
Mm-hmm.
sit on top of the universe with no one else around. I'd reach right out and pick the stars and make you a pretty crown. I'd place it on your little head and kiss your smiling lips as we glide out to the space up on our rocket ship. We would have our honeymoon on a rocket ship. We would fly from star to star on our wedding trail. We would make your wedding gown out of big moonbeams. Frank, the stardust in your hair, you'd be a perfect queen.
You see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married. Married. I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Baltimore quintet The Whispers couldn't have picked a better name, as they were hardly heard in rock and rhythm. With only one 1954 recording session for Philly's Gotham label, spawning but two singles, The Whispers quietly divorced. We're getting married.
When you kiss me, baby, it makes me move. Your lines and figures are all so smooth. And when you dress, you look so nice. Someday, baby, you'll be my wife.
'Cause we'll get married. Oh, 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 we'll get married. Oh, oh, oh.
Vocalist and slip horn ace Edgar Big Boy Miles was part of a loose aggregate of musicians known as the Shawees, a truncation by a local DJ from the group's theme song, roughly titled Chapaka Shawee, which in turn is a slight Creole mispronunciation meaning "we aren't raccoons," which, if you truncate the mammal's name a bit, well, I think you get their point. 1954's That Girl I Married. Son.
stay out late at night. Yeah, she leave home every morning, Lord, and stay out late at night. No matter how hard I try, that girl is never satisfied.
Boy, you men kill me. You're all alike. You push us around, you want us to bow and scrape at your feet. All you do is yell and scream and give orders. You men just think that you own this world.
Yeah, but you women get revenge. You marry us.
Frank Dupree found himself hanging from a noose in 1922 for stealing an engagement ring for his lover Betty and shooting a cop dead in the melee. In 1925, a blind white newsstand owner, Andrew Jenkins, a.k.a. Blind Andy, first recorded and likely wrote a song about Dupree's fate. Quickly crossing over to the blues vernacular by 1930, in short, it became a standard of sorts. By the 1950s, some versions annulled the murderous theme and focused on the marriage for the two lovers, but Sun's mercurial Billy Lee Riley said, "I will," to keep it rockin'. 1959's Betty and Dupree.
Gather round me, everybody. I'm gonna tell you the story about Betty and Dupree.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Edvard Westermark. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to wmat@mail.com or forever hold your peace. While Dick Clark's vanilla vision of rock and roll was king of the air lanes in 1963, Chuck Berry was finishing up a 20-month separation from Rock and Rhythm, courtesy of the federal government. Chuck wasted no time recording again that November, which helped rock and roll to renew its vows the following year. You never can tell.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished him well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room Roebuck sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. Little records, all rock and roll. tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, said the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped up jitney, was a cherry red 53, and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle. C'est la vie, said the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell. The mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell.